zulassen, dass die Soldaten die für sie verpflichten.
Complaining about the weather. Well, the weather did him in. Did it not on the Russian front?
It did, indeed.
It was
he didn't learn the lessons of history.
He did not. The lessons of Napoleon and weather did him in. Dr. David, that's not him. Dr. David Jones is a climatologist from the Bureau of Meteorology's National Climate Centre. Are you bringing us good news, Doctor?
Well, certainly for people looking for warmer weather, the news is good. So we've got warmer days coming up, but also our summer does look like being warmer than average.
Okay, in other words, this current horrendous spring that we've had, it's over.
Well, maybe not quite. Certainly we've got some cool days ahead. But, you know, it hasn't actually been that bad. I think the thing is people have got used to these much warmer conditions.
What do you mean people got used to these warmer conditions? What, you've got to say that people's expectations are out of whack with historical data.
Well, quite frankly, yes. So, you know, if we look at last year, we did have much, much warmer conditions. But the thing is, spring last year was the hottest on record. So, you know, definitely it has been cool. It has been wet. But, you know, not nearly as dramatic as people might think.
We were just having a debate with our producer, Scorcher, who said he loves a 40-degree day, and John and my head fell off. Are we going to get a hot summer that's going to have 40-degree days in it?
Well, look, most summers do have 40-degree days, so, you know, we can't be precise, but we'd be pretty certain to get one or two. And, look, if you look at the summer overall, we are expecting hotter temperatures. Certainly by about December in particular, it does look like daytime and nighttime temperatures will kick into warmer temperatures.
What is the hottest year on record?
Well, it depends where you look at, but certainly 2013 for Australia was the hottest year on record. If you look at Victoria, we've had quite a sequence of record high temperatures. So, for example, spring last year was the hottest on record. And we've also had a couple of hottest on record summers in recent years.
Righto. Will 2016 in any respect be the hottest year on record?
Well, for the globe, it will be, but not down here. You know, we're looking at a temperature which will be about half a degree above average, so we'll be sitting sort of in the middle of the pack of recent years, probably around about number 10, but we still have to wait to see what weather throws up.
So it's going to be the hottest year on record for the world?
Yeah, look, that's the case. The current record holder is last year, but it looks like this year we'll break that record yet again.
Righto, but as far as you're concerned, this horrendous stretch of cold and wet spring, it's over.
Well, that's right, yes. Look, unfortunately, there is a little bit of cool weather in the next couple of days. You know, certainly Sunday afternoon and Monday look a bit sort of rainy, but after that, it does look like it's getting better.
Good on you, Doc. Nice to chat.
Look, a pleasure.
Dr. David Jones, climatologist from the Bureau.
I want to take issue with you about that. I don't think it has been horrible weather. I think it's been terrific. We needed the rain and we've got it.
Righto.
There's nothing worse than drought.
Can we agree on something then that we disagree with Scorcher, who says he loves a 40-degree day?
I hate it.
Yeah, I hate a 40-degree day too.